right now, we were talking about it a little bit earlier. It is the CGH About Your Health radio program. And speaking today, and welcome into studio, Christine Romsberg, MHP. She is the CGH Ways to Wellness Care Coordinator. Also in studio, Joan Hermes, Executive Director of the CGH Health Foundation. They're here to talk about the Ways to Wellness program and also the Chronic Illness Support Group at CGH Medical Center, which are sponsored by the CGH Health Foundation. Good morning.
Top of the morning.
There we go. Yes, it is. How are you two today?
Very good.
Good.
Glad to hear that. And is it too cold in here? I know it's warming up outside.
Feels good.
Wonderful. Welcome, Christine and Joan. And can you tell us a little bit about yourselves? We'll let Christine go first.
Good morning. As you have mentioned, my name is Christine Romsberg. I'm the care coordinator for the Ways to Wellness program at CGH Medical Center, sponsored by the CGH Health Foundation in cooperation with Sinisippi Centers. I'm the mental health professional employed by Sinisippi Centers, but I spend 4 days of my week assisting CGH patients in my role as the care coordinator. I began this role at CGH 3 years ago and have spent over 10 years in this role in numerous other positions. I have a bachelor's degree in psychology and sociology, and this fall I will complete my master's in clinical social work and my master's in business and administration. And then in December I will start my doctoral in public health. So good morning.
You're busy.
Yes.
Just wanted to add to the resume. And Joan, you're executive director of the foundation.
It's a wonderful, wonderful job. I have so many great things that I work on, and I've been here for 27 years, and every year we have an annual appeal where we fund our projects, and Ways to Wellness is one of them. It is going into its fifth year, and we're just delighted to have Christine. Mm-hmm. She's with us 4 days a week now, and it's such a wonderful service for our patients. So our annual appeal is kicking off right now, and our goal is $400,000, and we're funding 16 initiatives, and the Ways to Wellness program is just one of them.
And you brought me these fantastic posters. I can't wait to see those around.
Superheroes.
Yes. Can't wait.
Kids Count Superheroes Wanted is our theme, and it's a lot of fun. We can talk about that in a little bit.
I love those. Well, Christine, in your role as Ways to Wellness Care Coordinator at CGH, what does that entail? What kind of things go on?
Yeah, treatment for mental health concerns such as depression, anxiety, situational stressors, etc., and case manages services such as linkage to resources, disability, Medicare, Medicaid, power of attorney, education and completion, and assistance with maybe housing or helping people afford their medications.
How this program gets started, and it looks like you have a great partner.
We do. Yes. We do. She is actually an employee of Sinisippi Centers, but backtracking a little bit, the foundation has been in community wellness my entire career. We've really raised funds for programs outside of the hospital to keep people in the community well. And we had never really had a focus on mental health. But probably 6 years ago, as an institution, our hospital administrators realized that people were coming to us for medical needs, but there were so many other needs arising that were barriers to helping us treat them. And we partnered with Sinisippi on a Ways to Wellness grant 4 years ago at our Lynn Boulevard Clinic, and that very first year it was just one day, and it worked really well. Our practitioners would refer to the gal who came then, the mental health professional from Sinisippi, and we decided it was really necessary. So then, since then, we've continued to add days, and the foundation got involved the second year, and now this fourth year. So there are just so many issues in people's lives today that for us to completely treat a patient, we look at that whole person. And it's Christine's job to help eliminate that laundry list of things that are in the way of getting people healthy.
And who benefits from this program? Just describe a few of the typical appointments that you might have.
All right, so any patients from CGH can utilize this service, whether you're at one of the clinics or the hospital, and it's a free service to these patients because of the sponsorship from the CGH Health Foundation.
Right, there's no insurance involved, there's no billing. Mm-hmm. It's just if a practitioner sees a need, they refer to Christine.
Mm-hmm. And then due to the graciousness of the foundation, here are a few examples of how this program has benefited the patients in the community. In 2018, over 700 patients benefited from this service. So that's a many people that were, you know, received these services. So that's great. So one patient was referred to me after numerous ER visits for psychosomatic needs. She would report stomach pains, dizziness, etc. And she was medically cleared, and I met with her, and it was evidence the patient's anxiety symptoms were manifesting into physical complaints. I educated the patient on anxiety signs and symptoms and taught her some anxiety-reducing techniques. I linked the patient with a primary care physician and a counselor and worked in conjunction with both of them on getting her the appropriate medications. The patient was previously self-medicating with THC and was on the verge of violating her probation. Once on the appropriate medication, she stopped using the THC and has since then successfully completed her probation and has no more ER visits since being referred. And then one more I'll give an example of was a patient was having frequent issues affording insulin, which seems to be numerous patients right now, due to the high cost of the medication. And therefore, they were not being compliant with the medication, with the insulin, and being in the hospital frequently. I assisted the patient in applying for patient assistance and was able to obtain a year's supply of insulin with no cost, and his diabetes is much better regulated now.
Are you at a new chronic illness support group going on?
Mm-hmm.
And when's the next one? How's that going?
Yeah, so this support group just started last month, and it's been very fun and exciting so far. This is for individuals suffering with chronic illnesses, not specific to any illness. I've also had many caregivers reach out to me who are caring for those with chronic illnesses and have attended the group as well. The group provides support for those suffering with those illnesses in a safe place where they can discuss frustrations they have, solutions to those issues, and ways to cope with their illness. The next support group will be Monday, so this coming up Monday, July 1st at 11 a.m. in Classroom 2 at the hospital, and that's near the gift shop. So anyone is welcome to attend. Again, it's free. There'll be some refreshments and drinks as well.
So the next one, that means we've already had some.
Mm-hmm. Right. Wow. We had our first one last month.
Tell some of your titles that you're working on.
So the next one is managing anger associated with chronic illnesses, problem solving, managing depressive symptoms, because as Joan said, just because you have medical issues does not mean your mental health is not being affected. So we wanted to care for the whole person and kind of help them triage all those issues.
What are some of the main kinds of issues that you are seeing on a day-to-day basis that you're helping patients with?
It's a lot. Anxiety is a big one. Individuals suffering with controlled substance use, like being on pain medications for so long, how to get them off of that. A lot of individuals don't know how to triage and work through disability Medicaid applications, so I help with that. I mean, any given day, you will see a dozen different things come in, and it's just, I try to help them as best as I can. If I can't, I will link them to someone who can.
And your age range?
I've seen as young as 3 or 4 up to, I mean, geriatrics. It's any age group can come in and use this service, so that's great.
And where are you during the week?
Mondays and Tuesdays, I'm at the downtown clinic all day, 8 to 5, and then Thursdays and Fridays, I'm at the main clinic in internal medicine, 8 to 5 as well.
And actually, there are physicians now who are so used to referring that they have certain patients that they come on the specific days that Christine is in the building, just to make it more convenient.
Yeah, I've had a lot of great support from the doctors, and now, you know, after 3 years of this, we work as a team, and we kind of talk a lot, and they meet with me, what do we do with this patient suffering from this, and I go back and forth. So it's really been a great learning experience for all of us, and I really appreciate the support from the physicians at CGH.
Right, and Christine interacts a lot with staff, and recently we've been trying to get her to be introduced to different departments, and like recently you met with oncology and talked with staff. That's support for staff too, not not just necessarily our patients. So she's really a wonderful resource for us, and not just for our patients, for our staff as well.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Joan. It's been wonderful.
Yeah.
If this resonates with someone, how do they support the CGH Health Foundation?
Well, as we mentioned at the beginning, this is our kickoff for our annual appeal, and our feature project this year is so fun. This is one of the very funnest campaigns I've led, and you, I got your reaction when I showed you our newsletter. It's just so bright and colorful. Kids Count, Superheroes Wanted is our theme, and we have the 16 initiatives, but our focus project is our CGH Pediatric Rehab Center recently expanded. So it had a move. April 29th, it moved to 2600 North Locust Street, and it used to be included with our adult rehab building. It just outgrew the space. 2.5 years ago, we began our kids program, so it's offering speech, physical therapy, and occupational therapy. So they would be actually delivering services to these kiddos in amongst people in wheelchairs and walkers and casts and canes, and it was very chaotic. This new location is so serene and expansive and huge, but it needs a few bells and whistles. So the foundation is raising $50,000 to provide an immersive sensory room. That's for kids who just don't have the sensory perception that the rest of us do, and it's a calming room. They can start treatment there and just get kids to be less anxious. A lot of children in the system have been to many hospitals and many doctors, and this setting is not clinical. It's just more a caring, nurturing environment. So that's one of their biggies. We're also buying an unweighing gating system. It's a harnessing system that's portable for kids that have a prosthesis or maybe in a wheelchair that need lifting out of the wheelchair and then be able to ambulate for them. There's an unbelievable projection system that you can put on the ceiling, on the wall, on the floor, and it's interactive. It's probably about 6 foot by 4 foot. I've just seen demos of it. And there's 1,000 different pieces that you can slot into this interactive video system. And say you're in a wheelchair and you go across the floor, the flowers on the floor in front of you or the leaves, they disperse. And if you wave your arms, they fly away, and there's sounds and colors. And it's just so, I mean, adults love it, let alone the kids. And you can use all three therapies with this. Another thing we're getting is the light bright wall. It's about an 8 foot by 4 foot piece that it's at kid level with little colored rods, and as soon as they walk in, they start pulling them out, and you know, it's just very, very interactive. Wow. So those are the things we're buying, and it will add so much to the clinical aspect of these kids. And the beauty of this is 2.5 years ago, so many of our Sauk Valley people were driving to Rockford, to Peoria, to Chicago, all over with these kiddos. And some of these kiddos come in once a week. So the stress and the strain and the economic impact on our parents and caregivers is just tremendous. So this is a wonderful, wonderful asset for our community. So that's what's happening, and we have division chairman. Mike and Angie Luce from Sterling have 3 kids who receive therapies from the center. They're our community division superheroes and their partners together in that division. Patty Sword and her great niece Harper Rosengren are the business division superhero partners. Amy Downs and Jackson Vervnik are the club's division superheroes. And Dr. Jeff LeMay, partnering with Oliver Waddleton, one of the kiddos he delivered, they're the medical division partners. And then Lindsay Farini, who is actually a physical therapy assistant and has worked with all of these kids, and Jeff Wright, an adult physical therapist at the hospital, they're our co-partners, co-superheroes for the employee division committee. So we're just having a great time, and the newsletter features these superhero partners, and we're distributing it. And if you look on our website, you got access to the newsletter and all the information about the campaign. We've got billboards, and we're on radio today. We'll be doing print media, Facebook, social media, etc. So big time for a kickoff.
So if somebody sees this this pamphlet you've put together, which is spectacular.
It was fun.
They're going to see this.
It's great.
It's instant involvement at mm-hmm. that point, I'll tell mm-hmm. you. And if somebody wants to support just the Ways to Wellness program, can they do that?
There is a variety of ways. You can go online to www.cghmc.com/foundation and go right to the page where it says give, and you can donate that way. You can send us a gift of cash or use a check. You can use your credit or debit card and call me up, and I can take a gift over the phone, 815-625-0400, extension 5672. You can do bill pay. If you're paying your bills online, you can choose a selection for the foundation. If you work for a company that has a matching gift program, you can donate that way. Electronic transfer through your bank. You know, there's lots of different ways.
Options are endless.
Yes.
If there's anything else you want our listeners to know, what would that be?
If you would like, you can donate unrestricted gifts, or you can restrict a gift. If you choose the Pediatric Rehab Center as your gift, you can actually say that. Most times we ask that gifts come in unrestricted, just so we have enough to go around, because with the $400,000, we're spending $30,000 on the Prescott Dental Clinic and $62,000 on the Ways to Wellness program, and you know, the list goes on, and the names of the other programs we have are the Pediatric Mental Health Service program, which we do in the schools with Sterling, Rock Falls, and Milledgeville. We have a comfort care program where we give hot meals to our chemotherapy patients every day. We have a transportation assistance program, a medication assistance program, where we provide to and fro travel for our patients to get to their doctor appointments or get to the hospital, and medication for a 30-day supply. Community Health Network, Love and a Leash, where the dog teams visit our patients. Workplace Wellness, Cardiac Wellness, those are heart-related programs. Diabetes Education, we sponsor vouchers for pre-diabetes and diabetic patients that can't afford their services. The Ways to Wellness, which I mentioned, the eyeglasses for kids and adults. The Dental Clinic is a partnership with the Whiteside County Health Department, and our Women's Health is our oldest program, going since 1993. We provide free screening and diagnostic mammograms, screening and diagnostic gynecologic exams, and ultrasounds and MRIs and that kind of thing. Then we have scholarships, $30,000 worth of scholarships, and we have a nutrition and fitness program. We're in the schools. We partner with the Sterling Rock Falls Family YMCA, and Andrea Vondra and her crew go into the schools during the year and teach about nutrition and fitness and activity. So we have a lot going on, and 100% of the gifts stay here, all local.
That's quite a list. And then, Christine, you're going to be a featured speaker coming up at the end of next month, which is right around the corner here.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that will be on July 31st at 6 p.m. at the CGH Ryberg Auditorium. This program is, again, free, and it will be on mental health. So anyone you think could benefit, friends, family, come on out and listen to this speech. And, again, that will be on July 31st at 6 p.m.
Lots of information at cghmc.com/calendar. You can find out.
Right. You can actually register if you like, and there's a brief description of the program if you need more.
Well, Christine Joan, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Lots to digest there. And the next meeting date for the Ways to Wellness Support Group coming up Monday, 11 a.m., CGH Classroom 2. At 100 East Lefevre Road in Sterling. Topic is going to be solving problems, managing depressive thinking, and managing anger. Christine will be leading that group. To get in touch with Christine, you can call 815-625-4790, extension 1916, or 815-440-3574. To reach the CGH Health Foundation, call 815-625-0400, extension 5672. And all those details, everything you need to know, cghmc.com/foundation.